Hi, this is Darren Smith, pastor of Marietta Bible Church, and it's my joy to share with you as your radio pastor for the day. It's very exciting that today starts Carathon for the Mars Hill Network. The theme is Reflecting His Light, or Reflecting God's Light, from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. Paul there writes to all Christians, "For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." This whole section in the letter details the symbolism of light and darkness. Earlier in the letter, Paul used the language of once and now to focus on amazing changes for anyone who is saved, that our status has changed. We who were once dead in sins and trespasses are now alive in Jesus Christ through faith in Him. So you have in chapter 2 the language of once, now, death, life, old and new in chapter 4, and then darkness and light in chapter 5. All of these teach of the profound change that occurs in the life of a Christian. And then we are called to live out of that new reality. Who we are determines what we can and should do by the Lord's grace. When we put our trust, our faith in Jesus Christ, we are born again. Our very nature changes. We become new creatures. It will be evident over time that there is a stark change in who we once were, children of darkness, to now, redeemed by Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, now children of light. In Colossians 1:13-14, we read, "He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." It is through the redemption found in Christ that we who were once belonging to the rule of darkness are now in the realm of God, the realm of light, indwelled by the very Holy Spirit who is God. So how backwards is it and would be then for any Christian, a child of light, to be characterized by darkness and sin? If they are light, then let them behave or live as children of light. And this will mean living by values that are totally opposed to those of their surrounding society, characterized by darkness. Remember, it is not the environment or the surroundings that is in view. Rather, people themselves were once darkness, but now they are light in the Lord. And that last phrase is so important, in the Lord. You are only light if in the Lord through faith. It is our lives, not our surroundings, that change from darkness to light. This radical transformation only takes place in Jesus. Jesus is the one who makes the decisive difference. "For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord." Then there's the command, walk as children of light, live as children of light. So how do we actually live out our new identity? The rest of chapter 5 unpacks just that. Action after actions, things that we can do because of what God has done and is doing in us. Verse 11, take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness. Verse 15, look carefully then how you walk. Verse 16, make the best use of the time. Understand what the will of the Lord is. Verse 18, do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. So there, just as too much wine exerts control over the individual, rather be filled or controlled by God's Spirit. And verse 20, always give thanks and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. These are just some of what Paul lays out as practical ways to live out our new nature in Jesus as children of light. Like the moon reflects the light of the sun, we can reflect God in His glory when we live out our new nature in Jesus Christ. So, reflect His light. At night, to this day, there's a hill in Greece that gets lit up. The hill itself, the pinnacle in the old city of Athens, it is a physical beacon of light that shines in the darkness for any to see. That is Mars Hill. The Apostle Paul preached in this very spot, proclaiming the salvation that is found only in Jesus Christ, that those who are darkness can become and live as light in the Lord Jesus. And it is Mars Hill Radio today that continues to be a beacon of light to the glory of God and the magnificence of Jesus Christ. May every time we tune in, stream, or use the Mars Hill app, may we be reminded of our glorious new nature and calling in Jesus. And may we praise God for this grace and work in our lives and this wonderful ministry. This has been Pastor Darren Smith from Marietta Bible Church.